My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Happy holidays from Genesis. Experience the Genesis Signature event and discover the details that make the holidays and the Genesis GV80 special. Featuring available full-grain, soft Napa leather seats with unique diamond pattern stitching that bring you luxury style, comfort, and sophistication. Working in fashion for many years, I truly understand the importance of high-quality materials, and the seats in the Genesis GV80 are so incredibly comfortable. Customizable ambient interior lighting lets you select from 10 levels of brightness and a nearly infinite number of colors to express your current mood. Nothing works better to soothe my traffic anxiety than setting the GV80 to a soft, warm light that's calming and comforting. So what are you waiting for? Light up the holidays with the gift of a new Genesis at the Genesis Signature event. So go ahead, take a close look at the Genesis GV80, and you'll truly see Lux is in the details. Hi, everyone. I'm Rachel Zoe, and you're listening to Climbing in Heels. This show is all about celebrating extraordinary superwomen who will be sharing their incredible journeys to the top, all while staying glamorous. Just in time for the holidays, we're doing a full episode of Ask Rachel Questions. As you might know, every week we answer two listener questions, but this week we are dedicating an entire episode to answering your questions because you guys have had so many amazing questions over the last few weeks. So everything to do with the holidays, from what to wear, what to pack, what to gift, and so much more. And of course, here to help is my producer, Mary Elizabeth, and I'm so excited to see what your festive questions are for me. So let's get into it because we have lots to cover.
By the time our listeners are listening to this, it'll be just a few days before Christmas. So I was hoping you could share a little bit about what your holiday plans are going to be this Christmas time.
God. Okay. So we will be going to Palm Beach, one of my favorite places.
Lovely.
To one of our favorite hotels in this country, the Colony Hotel in Palm Beach. It's so
gorgeous.
Special. It's a very special place. I don't know how else to explain it. It's just very special. It feels really like a home away from home. I'm not someone who loves like a massive hotel.
Yeah.
I like something that feels warm and family-like.
Right.
And my kids feel so comfortable there. The team there is like really just like no other. They are so kind. you know, my kids love to go down and have breakfast. They say hi to everyone. They make friends. It's so cute. And it kind of,
it's a good place for families.
It is. And it reminds me of like the Beverly Hills Hotel. And it has those like cute little kitschy, campy elements of like, you know, the little, I don't know what it's called, but it's like a little trolley that like takes you to dinner, you know, and you go in this like open air thing with blankets on. You can go see like Christmas lights and
fun,
you know, so it's super, you know, it's fun. I mean, listen, it's very easy there, you know, and I think it's been such a weird year for so many people. And I think for me, you know, like I said, my parents are getting much older, like many and like all of us. Yeah, I think it's just important to be with family.
The family time. Yeah. And you guys will be there for like at least a week, right?
Yeah.
That'll be great. And that includes your parents, your sister, Pamela.
Yep.
And one of her kids will be joining you.
My nephew Luke will be there.
So that's
but
fun.
Not Soph. Soph's going off to Thailand and Vietnam and Fiji.
To be Soph.
To be Soph.
Yep. That sounds so fun. So how do you, because you like I think a lot of our listeners probably love your family so much, and you are a wonderful family person, but you also love your personal space.
Oh yes.
So how do you how do you
draw the line?
Yeah. Or how do you negotiate that when you're all staying in the same hotel?
Yep.
I mean, obviously you're not all in the same room.
I remember trying to teach you this skill.
Clearly, I need to keep working on this lesson.
To be honest, it's almost like you're built this way or you're not, to be very honest with you, because I think for me, my personal space is so sacred.
Yeah.
And I take it really seriously.
Yeah.
But conversely to that, I have the flawed characteristic, which I think most of my family has, of being too nice sometimes. And you end up really just not being happy when you're pleasing everybody else.
Yeah.
And I think after many years of trying to always be like, I have to do this, my mom's going to be mad at me. Or if I don't show up here, my parents are never going to forgive me. Or blah, blah, blah. I think I got to a point, I think it was after I had kids, honestly.
Sure.
Where I think between work and kids, I think my threshold was lower.
Sure.
And I just all of a sudden was like, I can't stay in the house in the summer. We can't live together anymore. I love you more than anything in the world. But because of that, I don't think we should live together anymore.
Right.
And I got my own house. And it was like the best thing that ever happened because there's boundaries.
Yeah.
And I actually think, you know, I have friends that are like, oh, my family's coming to stay with me for 2 weeks. And I'm like, wow. And I just think some people really can do that. And I think that people that can do that have a really incredible gift of letting go and letting things roll and whatever. And I am someone that can't do that as well. And so I think, and I also think, look, people don't change, right? In my opinion, I don't think people change, nor do I really want to change people.
Right.
So I think at the same time, I think for me, the resolve has been, if I'm coming for 10 days, we don't need to eat 3 meals a day together for 10 days.
That's my biggest thing too.
And I need for Roger and I to have some alone time.
Yeah.
I need for Roger, myself, and the boys to have some alone time.
Yeah.
And thankfully, my parents really understand that and they respect it. But I did have to say it.
Yes.
And I think sometimes if you don't say it, they don't know it. And I think there's a way to say it.
Right.
That is okay. And I think if you say, like, and I did say this, it is healthy for me and my family to have the four of us.
Yeah.
We don't have a nanny.
Nope.
We don't travel with anyone. There is something very sacred and special about the four of us. We need a vacation.
Right.
We want to be with you and that's why we're here. But we also need alone time.
Yeah, 100%.
And they understood it. And I think my mom is someone who also needs alone time.
Yeah.
So she really does get it. My dad actually doesn't need alone time. So he doesn't get it as much.
Same.
You know?
Me and Ronnie, same. Extrovert. Exactly. full on extrovert.
Right. So I think, and my sister too, but my sister, as it's interesting, as my sister's gotten older, she needs alone time.
Yeah. And I totally get it. And there's definitely times where I'm like, oh, this is like a lot, or I feel mm-hmm. overstimulated or mm-hmm. whatever. But what I've also, you know, I'm from a big family. I'm one of four kids. So and as everyone's gotten older.
You have the patience of a saint.
I try. Yeah.
You but, do, factually, have the patience of a saint.
Well, I try. I think there's some listening that would disagree. But my whole thing is I try really hard to, like, not do the 3-meal-a-day thing. Because if I
can't.
It makes me sort of mental yeah. and then I get in a bad mood uh-huh. and then I'm bummed at myself. Like
uh-huh.
if I'm flying to Charleston, South Carolina, uh-huh. where my family lives
uh-huh.
from LA, my body clock's already on a weird thing. And then my dad's making like chocolate chip pancakes like we're 12, which is wonderful and sweet and kind. But if I don't eat them,
right.
I feel guilty.
Of course.
Then it's like setting up the day in a weird spot.
100%. Everyone's mad.
Everyone's weird. Feeling so hurt. My dad's kind of butthurt. You know, it's like, and it's like, well, I'm in my 30s. Like, I love your chocolate chip pancakes, but like, I don't know where I just want coffee and like a slow build
yeah,
into
course.
The day.
Of course.
So
of course.
Everybody has their things, but.
So maybe it's like a 1-meal-a-day rule.
Yeah.
You know, it also, I think it depends where you're staying.
Yeah.
If you're staying in the same house, it's also hard to not participate. You know, that's my thing about boats. That's why I don't go yeah. on boats with people, because you
smart.
Can't escape.
Smart.
How do you say I'm not coming to lunch?
Right.
When you're 10 feet away.
You can't. You look like a grade A asshole.
Exactly.
A grade A asshole.
Exactly.
Well, I'm sure your family time is going to be lovely, wonderful, full of togetherness and not so much togetherness.
But again, there are boundaries. And to be very honest, Roger set boundaries as well.
That's
and
good.
I think in all fairness, when you are in a new marriage and a new family, yeah. you can't really lay those boundaries. And it is up to the spouse of the family to lay those boundaries.
Totally.
And I think you really have to. And I think in all fairness, it's a responsibility of like
the partner.
Roger handled his family. I handle my family.
Exactly.
But now Roger's been a part of my family for 400 years. And so he'll be like, Les, I need to be alone. Les, we're not having dinner with you. Take the kids. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow. So again,
and that privilege comes with time.
Yes. He has earned the right to say that to my mother.
Yes, because I wouldn't dream of saying that to...
You would never.
Oh my God, I would
You
never.
Won't even say no to her.
Well, I would...
First
about
anything.
First of all, I would never decline a dinner invitation with Leslie Rosenzweig, because she's one of my favorite people on the planet. So let's just get that straight. I would always... I'm down for any meal, 3 meals, whatever she wants to do. I'm available.
Emmy, you're so fabulous.
So fabulous. I'm just taking fabulous notes from her. So today, again, as our listeners are tuning in, it's right before Christmas, so I thought we would do an Ask Me Anything, Ask Rachel Holiday Edition. So we had a lot of followers and listeners submit questions this go around, like a lot. A lot of them were very similar, so I tried to break them into little segments to go through with you. So I thought we would just kick things off with hosting.
Mm,
got a lot of hosting
my favorite.
Questions. So there... I'm going to kick you off with this one question. The second question is kind of a two-parter to the first, but we'll get there. So what is your favorite Christmas dinner recipes? Like a holiday meal that's, I would say, specific to this time of year.
Holiday meal recipe specific to this time of year. Hmm. I have so many. I mean, honestly, this time of year, for some reason, I can't get enough of really, really like roasted Brussels sprout type things with like really charred with like, you know, tons of seasoning and things like that. For some reason, I feel like that just is such a side dish that needs to accompany whether you're having fish or whatever. Yeah. I weirdly love, I know this is going to be really sad for people to hear, but I love fish this time of year at holiday dinners.
Yeah.
I know that's not so popular,
Why?
But
I think that's great.
I mean, I'm not a meat eater, so I always kind of like, you know, I do this one for my kids. I do almost like a white fish, like Milanese, you know,
Ooh,
like a
yum.
Breaded. And they honestly, if you have kids that are picky eaters and whatever, they love it. Like
yeah.
I do fillets, you could do branzino, you could do tilapia, whatever it is, cod.
Yeah.
And you make it the same way you'd make a Milanese. And so I love that. I love, we have a family recipe that's like famous roasted potatoes that
yeah.
are amazing. And honestly, I make them all year, but like holiday time,
it's like
big
a staple.
Bowls of them.
Yeah.
Big bowls.
Yeah.
You know, with
so
extra
you're roasting
seasoning.
A lot. We're
roasting I'm roasting a lot. Yeah. And I'm finding that like my family doesn't love the mushy stuff.
What do you mean? Like mashed potatoes?
Yeah, Sky does, but like no one else does. Huh. Kaius is like me, likes crunchy things.
Sure. Crunchy, salty, can't
crunchy,
eat
it. Yeah. And but again, like I'm more of a baker than a cooker.
Right.
So I do a lot of desserts. I do a lot of like banana breads and like crumb cakes and pies and yeah. you know, all I love that. I love that. That to me is the most I like baking things this time of year.
What did you eat? Is there a meal around this time of year that you ate a lot as a kid that your parents would make?
My parents were so serious about food my whole yeah. life, which is probably why I'm not that serious about food.
That makes sense.
It was such a thing. I was like a kid that wanted TV dinners because I would watch them on TV mm-hmm. and I'd be like, that's the dream.
Right. It's casual and fun.
It's casual. And, yeah. I want to pop it in the oven and I want to yeah. take it out and eat it in the container and like yeah. the little pocket for the potatoes and yeah. the like. I just thought TV dinners were the coolest things ever.
Right. Because for our listeners, Rachel's parents are very intense foodies.
Oh, my
like,
God.
They love very gourmet.
Yes, everything.
They have very elevated taste buds.
They do. And they eat everything. Yes. Anything. They're not scared of anything. My dad will try anything anywhere. And I'm just it's not amazing, that though. Person.
Yeah.
But that said, I grew up with very serious dinners. And it was like, we had like a Sunday night casual dinner. We'd have Chinese food. We'd have yeah. like deli night and matzo ball soup and all that stuff. But like most of the time, it was like veal chops,
right?
Roasted potatoes, lamb chops,
yeah.
and like
you're having like filet with
like actually, yeah, yeah. yes, that
like lamb chops with chutney.
Literally,
and like all of the, yeah,
there was a lot of chutney.
I could picture it.
There was a lot of chutney.
I could picture it.
Who eats chutney as a kid?
I don't know. Not,
no one.
I don't
no
think
kid
anything.
Should eat chutney.
Which this actually brings me perfectly into our next listener's question. Along with like food you were making around the holidays, what should I make for a holiday dinner that's also kid friendly? Mm-hmm. Because yep. I fully understand being from mm-hmm. a large family. My mom was not the mom that was like short order cooking on the holidays, like letting us eat whatever we wanted.
Got it.
She wasn't going to force us to eat something we didn't like.
Right. But she was making what she was making and you liked what you liked and ate what you ate.
Yeah. And you
but that's why you're such a good eater.
Yeah, probably. Probably. But, you know, I think now it's a little different. Like, I think maybe the kids would eat first or eat something slightly different
yes.
or whatever. But
yes.
what do you like to do?
Well, first, to go back to that, one thing I do remember very, very well, and we're starting to do that more so with the kids now as they're older, at least a few nights a week, to eat as a family.
Yeah.
I grew up eating as a family. We waited Same. Till my yep. dad got home from work. Even if it was late and we were so hungry, we would wait for my dad. And we always ate together as a family. Always. And I remember it. And it was like I really loved it. And we would really talk about everything, you know?
Yeah.
And it was super... It's interesting because you know how you remember such thing, like certain things so clearly?
Sure.
I just want all our listeners to know like... Eating together as a family is more important than you think it is.
Yeah.
You know, I think this generation, myself included, it's like I find myself eating at 10 at night sometimes, you know,
right.
and like,
yeah,
you know, and when the kids were little, like maybe I'd eat with the kids at 5 and then Roger would come home at 8 and then I'd sit with him, but like I wasn't eating with it, you know,
right.
so like I do
like
think there's something to be said.
Properly sharing a meal.
Yeah. yeah. And so I think there's something to be said for that. But a kid-friendly meal, honestly, I find I am a huge advocate for crowd-pleasing food.
Yeah.
I am not someone that wants to overcomplicate the menu.
Going back to your fear of
yes.
gourmet food from your
yes.
parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I really think that like as adults, we all are in control of our own lives and our own palates and what we eat. And we all go out to eat a lot or we all have these like dinner parties that we go to no matter how formal or casual of our friends. But when you're making a meal for a group of people and there's kids involved of various ages, mm-hmm. make it easy for yourself. Just do the crowd pleasers.
Yeah.
Like I have a standard dinner party menu, give or take.
Yeah.
That works every time and people love it.
They're just like, the food was so good. And it's like, you do a great fish thing, like a grilled salmon or roasted salmon or a, you know, whatever it is, an easy fish, like a halibut or whatever.
A branzino.
Or something simple. Yeah, you have a roasted chicken or a chicken Milanese, I find, is the crowd pleasers of crowd pleasers of crowd pleasers.
And the kids are probably more into eating
the kids
Milanese.
Will eat that. Yeah. The kids will eat. Kids will eat a chicken Milanese or a breaded chicken type thing. Some people call it schnitzel. Some people call it like whatever. They will eat that more easily than they will eat a rotisserie or roasted chicken. Some kids don't like bones. Some kids don't like skin. Yeah. So I think that. And then I think you always have a pasta.
Yes.
Right? Like a simple pasta, like a pomodoro or a red sauce or even just olive oil and Parmesan.
I was going to say, that's the one thing my mom would do. I had a olive weird thing Parmesan. With tomato sauce as a kid.
Most
and
kids
I would
do.
Say, Mom, please, can you just save me a portion of the pasta just to put butter and Parmesan
butter
on
and parm.
And she would do that. Butter that's a good like kid-friendly tip.
100%.
Yeah.
And then I think with veggies, go basic. Yeah. Like roasted broccoli or like steamed with some olive oil and salt and pepper or like, you know, whatever. Like, don't keep the food boring. There's ways to make it exciting. Other things I've done, if I have a fancier crowd, I'll just have two or three things that are kids only, you know, like if we do roasted vegetables that are more like cauliflower and Brussels sprouts and mushrooms or whatever, then you do like some carrots and broccoli for the kids.
Yeah.
Great. But I do think that like what I find is when you don't overcomplicate and you just do really good food, I just call it the crowd pleasers.
Yeah.
You know, there's just sliced steak, things like that. Like
easy. It takes the pressure off yourself.
I always do a great salad.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. I do a lot of veggies. I always do like two or three proteins and I always do a pasta, you know, potatoes. You know, I always have like roasted potatoes or French fries, like something everyone wants.
A table
wants.
Fry.
Who doesn't want a table fry?
We love a table fry.
Everyone loves a fry.
So smart.
I mean, that said, Caius didn't eat fries until like a year ago.
That shocks me. I know. I mean, I guess
he also didn't eat pasta till a year ago.
Yeah,
so.
He's a picky one.
Yep. Better he's now, thank God.
Yeah, thank God.
Went from chicken nuggets to Dover sole. So here we are. Here we are, people.
Big swings.
Count your blessings.
Big swings.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure. I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more.
Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu. This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
It's that time of year. The Genesis Signature event, where you can discover the details that make the Genesis GV80 SUV special. Featuring the GV80's navigation system with 14.5-inch HD screen that seamlessly integrates smartphone connectivity and cloud technology for faster and more accurate routing, allowing access to key features easily through the expansive touchscreen. My kids love to follow the navigation on the HD screen and play their favorite music when I'm driving around Los Angeles. And whether we're running errands around the city or driving in a downpour up and over the canyon roads, the GV80 drive modes can handle all types of terrain, switching between 5 different drive modes for a distinct change in the GV80's performance and settings. My family is everything to me, and their safety is always my top priority, which is why I love driving the Genesis GV80. So light up the holidays with the gift of a new Genesis at the Genesis Signature event.
Another hosting question. What drinks do you like to serve when you're hosting? This is kind of a Roger Berman question. We should phone a friend.
Yes, but here's the thing. Roger is too much of a people pleaser as a bartender at a party. He feels the need to have everything everyone likes rather than get your crowd pleasers. I go back to the crowd pleasers.
Yep.
If you have a red, a white, a champagne, a tequila, and a vodka, you're good. And I'm going to say throw in gin.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
So if you have a gin, vodka, tequila,
you're good.
Champagne, white, red, you're good.
You've covered your bases.
That's it.
What about pre-batching cocktails?
Okay. So here's my theory on that. I think, you know, we live in LA, so everyone drinks margaritas or skinny margs.
It's tequila right? or nothing out here.
It's tequila or nothing. So I would say even in LA, if you have tequila, wine, champagne, you're fine.
Yeah, everyone's happy.
Lately, everybody's been drinking French 75s, which is gin, champagne.
So good.
Gin, champagne with a little lemon.
Little simple syrup, little splash of lemon, little lemon zest. Oh, it's so delicious.
I would also say the martini is back in the biggest way ever.
Yes.
But I think pre-mixing, I think it depends how many people you're having.
Yeah.
Roger tends to be like, oh, people are going to want Bloody Marys. It's Sunday. Oh, they're going to want margaritas. It's, you know, Sunday night or it's Monday, football. Like, okay, we're not having like a full bar. This is not a wedding. Like, get it together. And I think if you have like, I think depending on how many people you have, I think it's really cute to have a drinks menu.
Yeah.
But again, don't overcomplicate.
Yeah.
Make it crowd pleasers, you know?
Right.
So like have a skinny marg or your holiday version of a marg, you know?
Yep.
That's my feeling. And I think it always works because I think people will take their favorite thing and do it with a twist.
Yeah.
But they're not necessarily going to want to go to a totally new thing.
Yeah. And in, look, and in my crowd, they're going to drink what they get over not drinking. So.
Exactly.
They're going to figure it out one way or another.
People are still really into Palomas.
Yeah. Yeah. I do. I mean, the grapefruit, it's good.
I'm hearing a lot of martinis right now. Martinis. Skinny margs. I was at something last night and Saturday night. And that's all people were drinking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, that skinny marg is here to stay.
It's here. So, and you know, I think most people would typically think margarita in like the warmer summer months, but no.
No.
All year around here.
And French 75, which I love. It's such an elegant drink.
It's so delicious too.
It is.
Oh, it's so good.
I agree.
We should post a recipe for that.
Yeah.
Our friends at Tanqueray will help us, but we'll put a recipe up so you guys can see what we're talking about if you don't know. Because it's like delicious.
It is so good.
Perfect holiday cocktail.
I totally agree. Roger loves them.
So
and
good.
I love them, which is rare. We don't typically like the same drink.
That's true. That's very true.
Because he likes salty.
Yes. He does like salty.
Anything with olives, blit.
Okay, moving right along. We had some questions about gifting.
Oh, my favorite subject.
We will jump into that. I know we did a whole like Black Friday vibe, but this is a few other gifting questions.
Okay.
What is good for a $25 white elephant gift for girlfriends? And you know white elephant, it's like.
I do. I just did three of them. I did three of them this past weekend. And I got to tell you guys, a little like Lord of the Flies.
Oh.
It's crazy.
It gets like Hunger Games.
It really is. Uh-huh. It's really crazy.
People are wild. Yeah.
So, okay. I am weirdly more recently a fan of the gift card.
Uh-huh.
And the reason is when you're doing something. Oh, but you're saying specifically for girlfriends.
For girlfriends.
So I would say like
$25. And it has to be 25 or under. Yeah, 25.
If it's 25 or under, I like the idea of a gift card to like Ulta or Sephora.
Yep.
Although these days you can't get that much.
Yeah.
At this point, you can get like a lip liner. You can get some travel sizes.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Or like a little, like a couple brushes maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. I like a beauty gift card. I really like a gift card. I also like gift cards to like a place you know that people love. So like for my kids, there's this bakery near their school that they go to.
Yeah.
And Sky had one. And of course, there's this $50. And I did a gift card to the bakery that they all go to all the time.
That's
because,
cute.
Yeah, because, by the way, if someone gave me like a Starbucks gift card, how psyched would I be? I'm going to use it.
You'll use it.
So I think that's great. I love a candle. I never get sick of candles. Yeah. I know it sounds lame, but I love them. I love a room diffuser. Never get sick of them. They're all over my house.
Yeah.
I love a trinket tray because I use them. I have so many trinkets all over my house. I throw my jewelry in random places, as Mary knows. And what else? A book. A cute, yeah, like self-care book or a confidence-building book, because I think as women, we all need that. Mm-hmm. I also think something really cute is like a compact, because it's not something that you buy yourself, but we need.
Yeah.
I get very annoyed when I don't have a mirror in my bag because I feel like I have something in my eye and I can't see, or like,
and you the
know.
Mirrors that come with the makeup in it, it's inevitably covered in whatever,
in makeup,
bronzer or eyeshadow or whatever, and you can't see into it. You have to like squeak it off, clean it
I off. Also, you know what I like? I really like a gorgeous like lip balm, like a You Beauty lip balm, or like a, you know, Lawless makes some of my favorite like lip plumper lip products.
That's a good one.
And they're probably around $20-25.
Yeah.
I love Rare Beauty products. Some of Selena Gomez's line, mm-hmm, Clean. I'm obsessed with her makeup.
Yeah.
And it's pretty reasonable. So yeah, I think those are all like great gifts and things that are like a color that anybody can use. So it's like a highlighter or, you know, I think beauty gifts are great.
It's a good go-to. Because it's just girlfriends, sweets. Would you ever give like a spicy gift?
You know, I'm just not the spicy gift giver. I'm not. That's why she's asking me. I'm such like a lady like that.
Yeah, she is. She would never. She
not
wouldn't dream
that
of it.
Listen, girls, do what you need to do. But like, I'm here for it. But I don't know that you're getting the vibrator from me.
But I just feel like if you went to a white elephant, for sure you'd have to go home with it. The vibrator.
100% someone would give it to me.
100%.
100%. Or they wouldn't give it to me, but I'd be the one that picked it out of the thing.
Right. You would get stuck with it.
100%.
Oh, it'd 100%. Be so funny.
And then I'd give it to my dirty friends.
Guys, we got to invite Rachel to a white elephant this year. It's just going to be too funny. We had a similar question when we talked about
gifting. Are you wearing a Taylor Swift t-shirt?
Yes, I am. Duh. My Eras Tour.
I just saw her looking at me.
Yeah. It's a cute one too.
Hi, Tay Tay.
Tay Tay. She's always with me. We had a similar question to this, but we should revisit it because it came up a lot.
Okay.
What is a host gift for a friend that doesn't drink alcohol? If you listened to our Black Friday episode, you know Rachel will say a fuzzy blanket, but we had this question a couple times.
Which, by the way, I'm giving so many people fuzzy blankets.
I know, right? You love a fuzzy blanket.
I do.
But we had it a lot. People kind of feel stuck about giving a hostess a gift.
A non-alcoholic?
That's not a bottle of wine. Yeah, because they don't drink.
I feel like that's really easy. I think you can absolutely give sweets, chocolates, candles, things like that. Like soaps. I love like Aesop or any like, you know, Byredo. I love any of those. Diptyque, like... any of your Jenny Kane, Le Labo. Mm-hmm. I love that. I also, like I said, I think on our last one, I love a good cheese board.
Yeah.
I love a charcuterie board, a wooden board. You can even get them like at Williams Sonoma or Pottery Barn like with monogrammed letters on them.
Yeah, that's cute.
Which I think that's such a nice host gift. Because to give things that like aren't things that people buy for themselves. I don't buy cheese boards for myself.
No.
You know? And so when people gift me things like that, I'm so happy. I'm like, oh my God, I needed this.
Yeah.
You know?
That's like my candle theory. I'm not out here buying myself candles.
I would never buy myself a candle.
And the ones I have, I like love because it was for like a birthday or a party or a whatever. Yeah.
Love. I think that's such a good... I also think a coffee table book is such a beautiful gift. Mm-hmm. I really do. I get them as gifts all the time.
Yeah, it's
and
nice.
I mean, look at the table in front of me. Like,
yeah.
I can never have enough coffee table books because, first of all, they're beautiful, but second of all, they range in prices.
Right.
And some of the prettiest ones are actually like not expensive. They're just beautiful. And I don't know. I love that.
Yeah. You don't have to just get a bottle of wine.
In fact, what did we just bring? Yeah, I bought a beautiful Jenny Kane Aspen scented candle.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's so many amazing scents and room scents. And
yeah,
I love it.
Love it. Okay, what's the best gift that you have ever received?
In my whole life?
In your whole life.
Oh, Jesus.
And I, you know,
apart from my
children, very sweet. I was going to say, let's get real materialistic and shallow here.
Being non-materialistic and not shallow, my absolute favorite gift in my entire being that I have ever gotten is the rose garden my children gave me 4 years ago.
But see, that's a good
for answer. Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, I cannot explain how I stare out at my rose garden every freaking day. These roses bloom. There's only a very short time in the year that there are no roses.
Right.
And obviously it's because I live in LA.
Right now.
Thriving. They're like 6 feet tall right
we
now.
We did a photo shoot at Rachel's house yesterday and we were all laughing. We were like, oh my gosh, they're giant.
They're 4 years old, almost 5 years old. Wow. Which makes no sense to me. Right. I don't understand.
I know, God, that doesn't seem
But they're
seem
still
right.
going. I know. So my kids surprised me with a rose garden when they were little and I cried and couldn't stop crying. And now they're still alive and I've moved them to two other houses because I refuse to ever let them go. So that would be my absolute favorite gift.
That's a very good
that I have ever gotten, truthfully.
Yeah. You can keep it there. I don't have to make you pick something like diamonds. A Kelly or
I mean, listen, a Kelly, a Birkin, diamonds from Roger. But you know, I think to be honest, for me, once I had kids, like I love my possessions so much, but I love my kids so much more that like when I think about the best thing, it's almost like you can't say a material before them.
No, of course not.
And not because I feel guilty. It's more like, no, actually, they're the best gift. And then the gifts they've given me
are the best gifts.
Yeah. The cards they've made, the silly house that Caius gave me last night that's like
so cute.
Barely has a roof on it.
So
but
cute.
It has a janky light inside it. But like, it makes me so happy.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. But Roger's given me some epically amazing gifts.
Yeah.
Like epically.
He's pretty good at gift giving.
And I do want to give a shout out to Roger because not only does he give them to me, but he really works hard on them.
I know. I used to help him.
Yeah.
And be like his little confidant. Hard. And now he goes rogue.
Now he goes rogue. I mean, he has things made.
Ghost protocol on your gift.
Yeah, he does. He had the most insane thing made for my birthday a couple years ago that I almost fainted.
Yeah. He's still got the magic gift giving touch. Yeah, he does. Okay, moving to our most heavily asked about topic, as I'm sure you are not shocked, holiday dressing. What is everyone
sequins,
wearing?
Sequins, baby, sequins.
What is everyone wearing? Okay, so to kick it off, I'm not going to talk exactly about clothes yet, but we got a couple questions that ask, what is your favorite perfume for the holidays?
Ooh, I have to tell you, very unbiased, my newest scent, Invincible, I'm completely obsessed with.
And that's a Rachel Zoe fragrance.
It's a Rachel Zoe fragrance. I love it. I love my Warrior scent, the Rachel Zoe Warrior scent.
Invincible, what's the packaging on that one again?
That is the gold. I think it's the gold croc embossed
one.
That's
right, yeah.
I believe, or the peacock feather, but I think it's the gold croc embossed.
They're both beautiful.
But that scent really came out so beautifully. I'm obsessed with it.
Yes.
So I'd say that one, I am forever a Tom Ford Santal blush girl.
Yep.
And multiple Tom Ford scents that I just love because there are so many really, really good ones. I love Violet Blonde.
Isn't there one that's like Fucking Fabulous or something?
Yeah, Fucking Fabulous.
That's like a good wintry one too.
I think
isn't
that's
it?
Their best seller.
Okay.
Well, the cool thing about Fucking Fabulous is it's very gender neutral. It's like it smells great on Roger too.
Yeah.
Which I love a scent that's really, truly unisex. But yeah, those are my favorite scents. And fun fact, Skylar just recently asked for cologne. He goes in and takes Roger's Tom Ford Black Orchid sometimes before a party.
Oh my God, it's all happening.
I told him to control himself and one tiny microscopic spray on a wrist that spray distributes throughout his you know, spots that he wants to put it, like on his neck or
just
his wrist.
A dab will do ya. Less is more, Skylar.
Sure is on that little teeny body.
I know, so precious. Yeah. Okay. This was an interesting question. What should I wear to a casual holiday brunch?
Oh.
It's with old school mates that I haven't seen in over a year.
Hmm.
I mean,
so
it's a daytime holiday.
Yeah. I mean, I think daytime holiday, it depends. Listen, it depends on the venue. Like for me, brunch means like dark denim jeans and like a white fur over like a cozy sweater.
Yeah.
You know, or like a shearling jacket or something. Depending on where you live. But, you know, I immediately go to like nice jeans, a cute pair of heels or boots and a cute little jacket. Like if you're in a warm place and like a lightweight jacket over like a camisole and jeans, I think is so cute for brunch.
So cute.
But I'm not someone who's wearing a dress to brunch during the day. I'm not doing that.
You're not doing that.
I'm not. I'm not, because we live in LA, which is not so dressy by day. It's barely dressy at night. So I'm always the most overdressed. So like I'm likely not in the summer. I'm in a caftan. Sure. But yeah, for holidays, I'm likely in like jeans or like a trouser. I'm in a suit with like a tank underneath and maybe a cute necklace.
Yeah.
You know,
for daytime too, there's so many cute, like embellished sweaters out. Like
totally.
With like pearl detail or bows 100%. Or crystal buttons.
Oh, can we talk about bows?
Yeah, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. And I really think that right now is a time to really embrace bows in your hair, like a floppy bow in a low pony.
You would be so proud of me.
Bow and a pony?
I didn't. Why didn't you do it for me? I didn't do low.
You did a high pony?
Uh-uh. I did. You don't love a half up, half down, but I did.
You did half up, half down.
I did like a mild half up, half down.
With a floppy bow.
I left center part. Uh-huh. Two front, my like frame pieces curled.
Okay.
Curled the whole hair. Pulled the front back, kind of volumized it. It kind of was trying to be like Brigitte Bardot.
I was going to say, did like, okay.
And I, for the first time, put a black velvet bow in my hair.
What did Chris think?
He loved it. Oh. And at first I was like,
who am I?
Is this giving like cool French chic girl, or am I like Mary had a little lamb? It was a little, I was on the fence, but I loved it. It was cute.
I think bows are so on fire that like we're putting them on our trees. We're putting them on garlands. We're putting them in our hair. We're putting them on our clothes.
Did you see our girlfriends at the Home Edit have a whole velvet ribbon, Roy G. Biv, like rainbow tree in their office? It's the cutest thing. It is a rainbow color coordinated velvet bow Christmas tree. It's the cutest thing.
I did not see that.
Yes. It's so cute. Clea and Joanna did the cutest little tree. I'll have to show it to you on Instagram.
I did not see that.
It's so cute. But yeah, bows are everywhere. They're on bags, shoes. I mean, I think it was at the event you were at. They did a black little ribbon around a champagne glass.
Yeah. They're literally everywhere. Yeah. And I love that you did it. Had a New York moment with like bow in your hair thing. I love it.
Dipped
maybe
my toe
I'm going to do that when I'm in Palm Beach.
It'd be cute.
It feels right to wear a bow in my hair in Palm Beach.
Yeah. That aligns.
Feels on brand.
That is very, very on brand.
In my trolley in front of a pink hotel.
We got this question quite a bit. What should I wear to an office holiday party?
You know, I'm a big advocate for the like velvet jacket, velvet suit thing. But I also think my black velvet suit that I wear with like tons of jewelry and sparkles, like a sequin t-shirt underneath or something, is someone else's little black dress.
Yeah.
And I am always going to love a little black dress. The one thing I have to say is now that I've been to like 6 holiday parties in the last 4 days, I don't think I ever realized it was such a thing to wear a red dress to a holiday party. But it is a thing.
I guess so.
It's a real thing. I immediately go to sequins.
I think red is back just in general.
But to me, red never left because it's Valentino. So
yeah,
to me, red is Valentino red, baby.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it is a thing.
But don't forget, this has been the year or two of pink. We've been in Barbie world for the last 2 years.
Correct.
So hot pink and every form of pink, but I will say at the holiday parties I've been to, everyone has been in red, red lace, if they didn't want to do a sequin.
Cute.
I've been in sequins for the last 2 weeks, fully, head to toe, and silver.
Silver.
I just wore a silver gown because why not? I wore a pink silver sequin suit. But yeah, so I think for a work party, I think show your sparkle, get your sparkle on.
Yep.
Velvet, lace, like do the whole thing. But obviously for work, can I just give a piece of advice, please?
Yes.
Do not get blackout drunk.
No.
Do not be the person that everybody talks about for the rest of the year until the following holiday party.
No, please, Lord.
Just don't do it. Just don't do it.
If you're super young and you're listening, just monitor the intake.
You have to maintain
your professionalism.
Yes.
And remember that your bosses are there, your peers are there, and you will regret everything you say and do if you're that person.
Yeah.
I have
tread
seen
lightly. Lightly.
I have seen it live for 20 years.
Yeah.
And more.
This question I thought was really interesting. What to wear for the holidays? I'm spending it in Mexico City.
Ooh.
Which I think not only is Mexico City like fabulous and wonderful, but it's warm weather.
Yeah, it's very warm weather. I believe. Yeah.
Christmas. So what should we wear?
I just think you wear really fun, lightweight, easy dresses.
Uh-huh.
Bring really comfy, flat shoes because you'll walk a lot. Obviously, bathing suits and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think like, you know, lots of direct sun. So mm-hmm. I would say hats, really fun, festive dresses.
Yeah.
You know, they have lots of fun in Mexico City. So I would just say like, I love things with exaggerated shoulders and sleeves and, you know, I think get in the vibe, like do the whole thing.
You don't have to layer yourself so much, you know?
No.
Jumpsuit. We love a jumpsuit.
Yeah. But I think every day, I know for me, when I go to any part of Mexico, I find I don't bring a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I bring like sunglasses, hats, you know, wedges, like a good espadrille, mm-hmm. you know, but like most people will wear like flat sandals, like Grecian sandal kind of things, and just really like flouncy, fun dresses because you can easily go from day to night.
Totally.
There, you know,
You will like this question. What to wear for a holiday Montauk weekend with my boyfriend at Gurney's?
Oh, I was just there.
Isn't that fun?
Holiday Montauk weekend at Gurney's. How romantic
with
is
a boyfriend.
That? With a boyfriend. Yeah. That's very romantic.
So romantic.
But, you know, it is cold there now, and especially
so
right in front of the ocean. So I would say it will be a very cozy, cozy, cold time by the beach. So I would bring chunky sweaters, really cozy, warm, like, you know, Uggs and that type of boot. And like if you're going to wear a dress, like I love the idea of like a, you know, like a cashmere, like turtleneck knit dress kind of thing, you know.
Cute.
Favorite Daughter makes great ones. Skims makes great ones. Jenny Kane makes great ones.
And you're going to want to have tights.
Zara.
You're going to want tights, right?
Definitely tights and boots. Hopefully it will snow and you'll have a beachy, snowy Christmas.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah. And I would bring beanies and like... You know, I think, but also I think it's fun. You can still throw in some glamour, you know, and bring like, you know, some chunky necklaces you can wear over sweaters, you know, cute little furry mittens. I mean, it's so romantic.
That'll be really fun.
Yeah, I love that.
To our listener follower.
And hopefully you'll stay in the room most of the time.
Okay, final question for our Ask Rachel Holiday Edition. Rachel Zoe, what will you be wearing for your holiday dinner? Soiree, extravaganza. What are you packing?
You know, for me, I really defy everything that I tell people to do. I do because, you know, my methods for everyone else is entirely different than the method for myself. And that is because I think because I've spent my adult life organizing and strategizing for others. When it comes to me, I'm just like,
this will do.
All hell breaks loose. I am not someone who can commit to what I'm wearing early ever. So I have multiple options at all times because it will depend on how I am that day, where I'm going, what I'm doing. That said, if I knew exactly what I was doing, I might have some idea, but I don't. And my guess is I will be packing lots of gold lamé, metallics, caftans, lots of sequins, and, you know, just sparkly everything. Because I feel like these, I mean, listen, I look for any excuse to be sparkly. I've been recently wearing these big holiday earrings that I got that are these like vintage Saint Laurent, like from the 60s.
They're the drop. Oh,
they're massive.
So pretty.
They're literally massive. They hit my shoulders when I walk.
They do look like door knockers.
They are. They're massive.
Yeah.
You can't imagine a larger earring. And I just, they make me so happy.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like life is really challenging for so many. And I think we've all had like a really, I don't know, it's just been a weird year, right?
Yeah.
And I think sparkles to me just lift me up immediately. And so I feel like around this time of year,
if I'm wearing something muted, it makes me sad.
Yeah, that tracks.
So yeah. I just feel...
Turn up the sparkle.
Yeah. So I'm packing everything sparkly and caftan-y and glamorous, but easy, comfortable. And I do want to note that because I was with, and not being name droppy at all, because I don't ever name drop, but she's an amazing actress, of course, but she's also an incredibly kind, hardworking mom and friend, Zoe Deschanel. But, you know, we were kind of admiring each other's looks at this event. She said, you know, you always find things that suit you. And I was like, well, how do you mean? She was like, you always look comfortable. And I said, well, I am. And I said, I actually have zero tolerance for being uncomfortable in a night. And there are moments where I will be slightly uncomfortable if it's for a very important event, but I'm not as happy throughout the night. And I can't wait to get off what I'm wearing. So I do find, and I do want to note for our listeners that, like, when I say sparkle and when I say shine and when I say, like, turn up the sparkle and the glamour because it's holidays and why not? And you have enough time to go dark in January. Like, make sure you're comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, because sitting through hours at a party or, like, even just sitting on a couch, like, drinking and eating with friends all night, why do you want to be uncomfortable?
No way.
You can look glamorous and be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, glamour doesn't have to be stiff and serious.
No.
You know, glamour should be easy and effortless and comfortable. And I will stand by that for the rest of my days.
Well, there you go, folks.
That means don't put on any corsets anytime soon.
Oh, God, no.
No.
No, thank you.
I need to breathe.
Yeah, don't we all? Don't we
that
all.
Boning in my rib cage is just not chic for me.
No, it doesn't feel good. Tight pants, like structured. Ugh. Yeah, I
Why?
Get it.
Why do you want to stuff your face on Christmas in tight pants?
No, it's not for me.
I have a friend that goes, I wear my tightest pants, so I stop.
It's the one day when you cannot stop. You know,
I was
go
like,
for it.
I was like, lean that in. Sounds like the worst form of self-torture.
Yeah, because like, you know you're going to still overdo stop. It and then you're going to be unbuttoning your pants.
Stop.
Well, thank you so much, Rachel. I hope all of our listeners enjoyed their Ask Rachel, and I'm sure we'll be doing another one very soon.
Listen, whatever holiday you celebrate, because there are many this time of year, I hope you have the most beautiful, fabulous, glamorous holidays. And even if your holiday is spent at home with someone that you enjoy being with, a friend, a sibling, a child, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, it doesn't matter, a husband, a wife, a mom, it doesn't matter. If you are lucky enough to be sitting next to someone that you love and loves you back, you're winning. Just remember that.
Very, very good. Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays. I want to thank you all so much for asking all of these incredible, fun questions. And of course, for listening to Climbing in Heels. Don't forget to rate a review wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out. While you're at it, follow me on @RachelZoe and @ClimbingInHeelsPod on Instagram for more updates and upcoming guests, episodes, and all things Curator. For all of us here at Climbing in Heels, we wish you a happy and healthy holiday. And don't forget to stay glamorous.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.